Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the epicenter of free speech on the radio. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia, America's only full-time radio correspondent from Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hi. How are you this morning?
Hey, really, really well. How about you?
I'm good, thank you.
I want to share something with the class. Monday, I taught an hour-long class about capacitors and the importance of capacitors and what happens when they fail. They're in everything electronic, almost. There are surface-mounted capacitors on computer motherboards, cell phones, walkie-talkies, telephones. You know, if you have an old-fashioned landline that's modernized with a digital display, they have capacitors. They're in the wall warts that power electronics, you know, the little transformers that hang on the wall, plug in. They're everywhere. They're on the memory strips of your computer. They're in this embedded in the central processing unit circuitry. They're everywhere. And they fail. And when they fail, if they're an electric motor, the motor won't start or the motor won't run. Ceiling fans, dishwasher control boards, washing machine control boards, stove control boards. I'm talking about the electronic control boards that have digital displays. They're everywhere. And so on Monday, hour number two, I taught a separate class, and I asked Ron Gibson on the Ron Gibson channel if he would separate out that one particular class on capacitors. And he did. Thank you so much, Ron Gibson. You did a great job. Absolutely fabulous. It's 38 minutes, no commercials, and it will teach you where these capacitors are. And I made the claim that if you have a home and you have an air conditioning system, this can probably save you $2,000. Because what typically happens is when a $12 capacitor goes bad, the guy that comes out says, yeah, you need a new compressor. When many times you don't. If you don't have a leak, many times all you need is the capacitor. And it's a $12 5-minute replacement job. If you've done it before, it'll take 15 minutes if you've never done it before. There are YouTube videos on it, and I just wanted to share with the class. I suggest you consider going to the Ron Gibson channel, and that's on BitChute, BitChute.com. Ron Gibson, R-O-N, space G-I-B-S-O-N. And he separated that out from Monday's class with Dr. Shealy. So hour number two is about capacitors. If you'd like to find it on GCN, it's there as well. It's on GCNLive.com. You can go to the archives, and you can search for hour number two of Monday's class. And it's strictly about capacitors, and it's just me solo. And I'll talk a little bit more about that on Thursday, tomorrow, with Kathy. And we'll talk a little bit more about capacitors and what they do and where, how they're everywhere. And when they fail, your equipment fails. So if you have a television, it could be a capacitor that failed. And that could be a 15-cent capacitor, okay? Or a computer, a 15-cent capacitor that failed on the motherboard. or a 15-cent capacitor on the control boards. Seriously. And we'll talk about that on Thursday. Gwyneth, it's, you know, we live in a world that is dominated by electronics, and when electronics go bad, they stop working, it's a real big problem for us.
Yeah, it is indeed. But, you know, something what I think that something that is absolutely enormous, I mean, I know that we've discussed this topic before, but it is enormous. The whole diesel engine oil situation. And I sent you a video just a few hours ago from YouTube about somebody who's discussing all the ins and outs of that. I found this YouTube video, and it's excellent. And what he's saying lines up with what we've been saying. And, you know, it's all going down. And there's nothing that can be done to stop it. And we seem to be one of the few broadcasters who's actually talking about it. And that is diesel engine oil and AdBlue and diesel fuel. That triplicate situation. And it's sort of like a race to the finish of which of those three is going to fail first. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, I was talking with our son, and class, you may know that we have an automotive repair shop. So we actually do the things that we talk about here in class regarding automotive repairs. And I was asking him about engine oil. Okay, so that would be diesel engine oil, which is different from gasoline engine oil. And sometimes it's called motor oil, but in fact, motors are electric motors and engines are gasoline or diesel. So we'll refer to it as engine oil here in class. Well, I asked him about the availability last night. And so we're sitting at the kitchen table having dinner, and he said, Dad, you know, the price of regular gasoline engine oil, conventional engine oil, is more than we are selling it for. Our cost is now higher than we sell it for. Now, we didn't have a, you know, large markup, but we now have to raise our prices. And I don't like doing that. I really don't. But we're going to have to, because we can't buy it for $5 and sell it for $4. We'll go under. Can't do it. And even though we buy it in, when we buy engine oil for our repair shop, we fill up the back of a full-size pickup truck as high as it will go without falling out, and we take a 10-foot long by 6.5-foot wide trailer, and we fill it up with cases and cases stacked as high as it will go without falling out, strap it in, and that's how we buy engine oil, to be at a lower price than our competitors. And now, the price has gone higher than we can buy it for. The price is higher than we sell it for. This is a really big problem. The average cost of automotive repairs is going up and up and up. We priced a repair job for a starter, which is a really difficult job. This particular starter is on an imported Asian car. And it was priced at about $250. Local shop, a competitor, over $500. Same job. And we would use the highest quality lifetime warranty starter that's available right now. It's unbelievable what things cost. Unbelievable. I don't know how people can live with cars. And they're buying new cars like they think they'll never break down. We have entered a time where it's darn near impossible to get replacement parts. I went to get a replacement capacitor for a compressor. This is an American-made electric motor. Very common size. 2 horsepower. small 20-gallon compressor. The capacitor should be $11 or $12. Not available. They don't make them anymore. It's not available anywhere I can find. I searched the internet for hours and hours. I can't find a single one. So on Friday, maybe we'll have some time to talk with Bert about substitution of capacitors. So if you have one that, let's say, you need a 180 microfarad capacitor, what do you do? Can you take 290s and put them in parallel and get 180? The answer is yes. But we'll talk about that hopefully on Friday. This is a really big problem. The equipment is failing, and we can't get the parts. Gwyneth, back to you. Oh, one last question, Gwyneth. What have they said that is in concert? What are you finding out? That we've exposed this diesel engine oil outage, shortage, crisis months and months ago. Months ago. What are they now saying on the internet about diesel engine oil, DEF, diesel exhaust fluid, DEF, AdBlue, which is a synonym that's used in Europe for AdBlue is equals DEF and diesel fuel. What are they saying?
Well, from my research, they're saying that diesel engine oil is going to become unobtainable as of the middle of August, and that each truck needs to change out. I mean, each big rig, 18-wheeler tractor, the actual tractor, not the trailer part. So, the big rig needs to change out its engine oil on average every 10 weeks, okay? So that means that at any one time, 10% of the trucks that are running around out there have had their engine oil in for 1 week. So he said after the middle of April, approximately the 15th of April, that by the 21st of April, you're going to get a 10% decrease in the number of big rigs on the road. And then by the first week of September, it's going to be 20% of the big rigs are going to be off the road. And then first week of September, 30%, and so on and so forth. For the 10 weeks following August the 15th. Okay, he says August the 15th apparently is going to be a key. That is when it's going to become unobtainium, according to various calculations out there. Now you're just seeing ever dwindling supplies. But you think, gosh, what's the date today? It's about the 28th of June, July?
July 27th here in the United States.
Okay, here in Australia it's already Thursday. It's just after midnight. So 27th, 28th, that's approximately 2 weeks, just over 2 weeks, diesel engine oil is going to become unobtainium.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And class, what I'm finding is that diesel engine oil, to buy it, it's difficult. It's difficult to find. You may be able to find some, but it's no longer $10.75 a gallon. It's if you can find it, the lowest price that I'm finding is $16.96 a gallon at Walmart. So it's going up. Here's some at another Walmart location is $18.97. So it's if you can find it, that's great. You might want to get some. And the brands that we use are Delo, D-E-L-O. That's a Chevron product. Diesel engine oil, 15W-40. And we use Mobil's Delvac, which is a 15W-40 as well. So, Gwyneth, what are they saying about diesel fuel? Any comments about that?
Okay. That is, oh, my gosh, with all the refineries going out, it's getting more expensive. And it's getting, I think at the moment, you know, you can get it, and you can get more or less any quantity of it, but it is getting more expensive. And that's becoming the problem for the truckers, is that, you know, they can pull up to the fuel station and still fill up with whatever amount of diesel that they need, but they have to pay the bill, and that bill gets passed on to the shoppers. Does that make sense?
And it's not just them. For example,
yeah, it's us too.
Much of
it's everybody.
farmers as well. And the problem is that farming in the United States and in a lot of Europe and other parts of the world are using diesel tractors. And diesel tractors cannot run on gasoline. The engines will explode. So they are forced to use diesel fuel with diesel engine oil. And what's happening right now is farmers can't afford the fertilizer to put on their fields because that's 3x in price. They can't afford diesel fuel, which is 3x in price. And they're finding that DEF for, well, farm tractors don't use DEF that I know of, but they certainly do use diesel fuel. And the price is so high that farmers are not planting as they used to. In addition to that, we're seeing across the this heat dome that corn crops, wheat crops, and other crops, including grass, has failed. It's dead. And we're not going to get the yield. And I said very early on, and people, I think we were the first ones to say it here at USA Prepares, that farmers are really having a tough go of it because of the drought, this searing heat. And we got one quarter, well, we're going to have one quarter of the hay that we would normally have. I don't think we're getting a second cutting. And because of that, farmers, and it's not just us, it's farmers all over in, under this heat dome, which is huge. It's probably a third of the country. It's devastating. So here's an article that just made the news yesterday. It's exactly what we're saying and have been saying. And it's immutable. Quote, this is Zero Hedge. Quote, ranchers are selling off their cattle in unprecedented numbers due to the drought. And that has enormous implications for 2023. End quote. Back to the article. It says, quote, thanks to the horrific drought, which is absolutely devastating ranchers in the Southwest, ranchers are now in panic mode and are selling off their cattle at an unprecedented rate. In fact, some are choosing to sell off their entire herds because they don't feel like they have any other options. In recent days, seemingly endless lines of trailers waiting to drop off the cattle for auction have gone viral over social media. Everybody is talking about how they've never seen anything like this before. And if the drought in the Southwest persists, the lines could soon get even longer. In the short term, it's going to help stabilize meat prices, but in the long term, the size of the U.S. cattle herd will steadily become much smaller.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden surrendered America's energy independence, the result is Russia has more power to influence the world. Russia's state gas giant Gazprom severely reduced gas supplies to Europe once again on Wednesday. General Motors announced net profits tumbled 40% in the second quarter, hurt by supply chain troubles. As America braces for a recession, the feds will make an announcement today about how much more it will cost to borrow money. Second quarter GDP numbers will be announced Thursday, and July's CPI numbers, or Consumer Price Index, will be announced August 10th. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on NBC News last night.
This is not an economy that's in recession, but we're in a period of transition in which growth is slowing.
Janet Yellen was one of the first in the Biden administration to tell us inflation was transitory. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The Uvalde City Council Tuesday said they will investigate every city police officer that responded to the massacre at Robb Elementary School back in May. It's been revealed hundreds of police officers, including federal officers, stood down to a lone gunman killing children. The council concluded everybody, that's Uvalde PD, that was there, will be held accountable for their actions. When Democrat leaders pushed the defund the police movement, for most it was not an election year. Now that the result of their defund movement has resulted in more violence against Americans and emboldened criminals, many progressives are singing a different tune this year. Spokane, Washington County Sheriff Ozzy Konecovich on Fox News calls out liberal lawmakers for making his state worse now that violent crime is up 12% in Washington State.
We arrest them, they get out immediately, the judges don't hold them accountable. And it truly is a time for the American people to look at who they're electing and stop electing these democratic socialist ideas that we keep bringing forward, and it's damaging the very fabric of our communities. They're the ones that passed the laws that made it almost impossible for law enforcement to make contact with criminals. And once we arrest them, they continue to make laws that they get out very quickly.
Possession of any drug, including deadly fentanyl, is now legal in Washington State. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Plus, I feel obligated to counter when people lie in public. So, at the bottom of the hour news, I believe you heard what I heard. You heard the news announcer say, as America braces for a recession. That's what you heard. Janet Yellen said, this is not an economy which is in recession. That's an absolute lie. The definition of a recession is a business cycle contraction when there is a general decline in economic activity, a decline in economic activity. That's what a recession is. But technically, Janet Yellen is probably right. But she is using words to obfuscate and confuse. We are not in a recession. We're not bracing for a recession. we are in a depression. And the word depression was coined in 1929 because people were in a panic. And the government thought that the word panic was a little scary. So they softened the blow by calling it a depression. So an environment where people are broke, they can't pay their bills, they are jumping out of windows, that's a depression. Businesses are closing because they can't afford to do business. Truckers are shutting down. Farmers aren't planting. That's a depression. Now, the Fed is responsible for a lot of this because they have been inflating the amount of currency that's out there. More currency chasing the same amount or fewer goods causes prices to increase. That's called inflation. We are now in a depression with increasing prices. Janet Yellen says, quote, this is from Axios, AXIOS.com, quote, Janet Yellen, quote, economy is slowing down, end quote, but not in a recession. There are 14 signs that were just listed on the internet as the U.S. is poised for a really hard crash during 2022. Number one, 35% of all small business owners could not pay the rent in full on time in June. 35% of all of them. 51% of small business owners believe that rising prices could force them to close their business within the next 6 months. 45% of small businesses in the United States have already decided to freeze the hiring of new workers. It's almost half. Sales of previously owned homes dropped 5.4% in the month of June. That's the fifth month in a row of decline. Three-fourths of metro areas say that at least 25% of home sellers reduced their price, their asking price, during the month of June. The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits has risen to the highest level in 8 months. Employment postings for software development jobs have dropped off by more than 12% in the last month. The Conference Board of leading Economic Indicators has now fallen 4 months in a row. Inflation continues to rage out of control, even as economic activity in the United States significantly slows down. The average price of a vehicle, used vehicle in the United States has risen to $33,000.
Wow.
You know, that would be a relatively new used vehicle. That's insane.
$33,000 for a hand car.
$33,000.
That is insane.
Right. And yet.
That is insane.
And yet, people are considering, and some have bought electric vehicles with a price tag over that for, you know, small electric vehicle with a range of 200 miles or less. And when they need a new battery to replace them, the battery cost is more than the whole vehicle is worth. So now the people don't put new batteries in a vehicle that's worth less than the battery. So what they do is they take a vehicle that could be fixed if it were petroleum powered, and they junk them. It's like cars are now disposable. Because we don't know what to do with the lithium ion batteries. They're toxic. We don't know what to do with them. They're huge. They're expensive to replace. They're expensive to manufacture. We're running out of the materials to make them. And people are patting Elon on the back saying what a brilliant guy he is. He's like planet Earth destroyer number one.
There's people that think that the lithium-powered vehicles are so green and environmental. They need to go and find out what lithium mining does for the planet. And I'm sure that, you know, even if you tell them to, they won't do it. And they'll keep on in their little la-la fairyland until they die. This is it. You can't speak to these people. I'm so fed up with these people. Shall I tell the class what happened today? Or I wrote it in an email. Or yesterday now.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. Absolutely. Please do.
Yeah. I took my mare Lily out for a walk. Because, you know, the best thing to do with a mare to get it used to stuff is to, or a horse to get it used to stuff is to take it out on the roads and, you know, walk it around and show it, you know, this is the world and you don't need to be frightened of it. And we were out early yesterday morning, Wednesday morning, you know, and I was walking with her and, you know, this was on a country road near my house, you know, so not too much traffic. And, you know, I thought, oh, we'll just walk up to the corner, like, you know, about 7 miles, and then I'll walk back home. And, you know, I should be able to still get some gardening done this afternoon. And I thought, yeah, that's a good idea. It should be a nice, relaxing walk. Oh, boy, was I ever wrong. You know, it was a bit misty, a bit foggy, but I thought, yeah, that's okay. She needs to see all sorts of weather. You know, she gets to see all sorts of weather in her paddock anyway, but she needs to see it on the road. And then, you know, through the fog, I sort of saw some headlights. I thought, oh, there's a vehicle coming. And, you know, it was the local school bus. And I sort of said, oh, yeah, okay. And it came barreling past, and it absolutely did not slow down. And Lily got the fright of her life and just absolutely, you know, thankfully she backed into the verge instead of onto, you know, springing onto the road. But this is a big animal. This is a 500-kilogram horse. And, you know, it's just crazy. People are not thinking. I know the bus driver. It's a small community. He's a local farmer. He spends, when he's not driving the school bus, he spends his whole life around farm animals, including horses. Doesn't he know what a horse is like? I'm sure that he does. And yet, instead of saying, oh, seeing through the mist coming a horse and sort of slowing down his bus and sort of even going a little bit slower would have made the situation less worse. But no, he just barreled on and didn't care. You know, and poor Lily got such a fright that it, you know, every time that she saw another vehicle on the road, it was, oh, my gosh, what is that? Oh, no, it's another one of those things. Ah! Situation. And none of the drivers of any of the vehicles, big or small, only a couple of them took any account that, you know, that this was a horse that was seeing vehicles that was having problems. But maybe I better slow down, maybe I better stay out of the way. And I was, yeah, I had to cope with this. And I had a horrible walk, and so did Lily. You know, and she had I'd strapped a sack of grain onto her back. and, to provide some weight to be like a surrogate rider, because I knew that she was having problems spooking at things, and I wanted to sort of like have some sort of a substitute for having a person on her back while she was out and about, you know, just to have some weight so that she would sort of get used to the idea that you have weight on your back and then you go out and about and it's okay and everything's fine. But people, you know, it used to be that rural people, they would see a horse, they'd say, oh, it's a horse, or we'll slow down, we'll go slowly past it, we'll be very polite, you know, maybe give the handler or the rider a bit of a wave and show our appreciation. It used to be that probably about half or three quarters of country drivers would do that. Not today. They just barrel past. And the horses, you know, people say, oh, why aren't horses like they used to be? Horses used to be so quiet and good on the trails. It's so, getting so hard to find a good horse these days. They all seem to be so spooky. No blooming wonder, because, you know, the traffic is just insane. It's just like I wonder, I don't think that these drivers have ever seen a motor vehicle have a horse go through the windscreen. It's pleasant. They're not very pleasant at all. Or you know, these big rig drivers, I wonder if they've contemplated what it would look like for their big rig if the horse actually bowled out in front of their bumper. That would probably write their big rig off, I would say. And it would be highly unpleasant for everybody involved.
When we get back from this break, I've got some comments about exactly what you're saying. And it's not just in Australia.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer?
Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And the wheels of vehicles happen to be. And here in Missouri, we live in a farming village. Most of the people have farms. There are no high-rises here. There are no developments here. Typically, people live on, let's say, 10 acres or more. So there's a great distance between properties. The average farm size in Missouri is about 250 or so acres. So we're surrounded by cattle farms all around us. So we have a field that we cut for hay. And when we bring the hay back to our farm, it's a 1 mile drive on a paved road. It's another mile or so on our dirt road, the dirt road that we live on. So it's 2 miles. 1 mile is on a very lonely, very lightly traveled dirt road. The other road is two lanes, one lane coming, one lane going. And it's paved. The strip that we travel when we pull hay back to our farm is a no-passing zone, double yellow line on a curve with a hill at the top. So when we haul hay, we put it on our car hauler, which is an 18-foot trailer, and we'll put about 7,000 pounds of hay on it. And we'll pull it with a tractor. Now, in front of that tractor is another tractor. So, for example, our son will be in the first tractor, the lead tractor, a little caravan of three pieces of equipment. The first is a 40-horsepower tractor with flashing lights and headlights. The second vehicle would be me pulling the hay with, let's say, a 100-horsepower tractor, flashing lights and headlights. And then the third vehicle would be Mrs. Finelli in a pickup truck with headlights and flashing lights. Now, her job as the third in the series, or the third in line, is to protect our son and me from people passing on a double yellow line on 1 mile of road on a curve, because that's what they do. So she will keep the car or the trucks that show up behind her from passing us. So she'll maintain a little bit of distance. Each one of us has a ham radio in constant communication with, is there anybody behind us? Is there any, you know, those kinds of things. so we all know what to do, because it's dangerous. We have a 7,000-pound load on a 2,000-pound trailer pulled by a 100-horsepower, 14,000-pound tractor. And what happens every single time is someone will either pass us on the right or the left. And it doesn't matter whether it's a car or a motorcycle or a truck. They can't take it. They can't take it. They know that Mrs. Finelli is trying to tell them by getting really close to the center line, don't pass. And they still pass blind three vehicles on a double yellow line where you can't see if other cars are coming. Every time. 100% of the time they do it. And one time, a motorcycle, now this is one lane coming and one lane going, and the shoulder is grass and culverts. And a motorcycle decided to pass me, first Mrs. Finelli as the third vehicle, then pass me, and ended up in the ditch because he couldn't see where he was going. But he was in one of those Harley Davidson type motorcycles. And they're, you know, those people are really important. They're in charge. They can't wait. The point I'm trying to make is, if you enter a rural village and it's a farming village, what do you expect to see? Do you expect to see no farmers? Do you expect to see no tractors? We're trying to feed the world. And I'm sick of people who are putting us and me and my family in harm's way, where we have to take three vehicles to go 1 mile just to protect ourselves from getting killed. Now, do I really care if someone passes me? I'm at the point where I don't. I don't care if they pass me and run off the road. You know, pass me on the left, the normal way, and run off the road into a ditch on the other side. I'm not concerned about that. But what I am concerned about is that while they're passing us on a double yellow line, on a blind curve, someone coming over the top of the hill, seeing them coming right at a car coming in the normal way approaching us, I'm afraid that that car or truck is not going to crash into them. That car or truck's going to turn into our lane and kill us. That's what I'm concerned about. People are nuts and I'm sick of them. I'm not talking about our class. Our class is special. You guys get it. Y'all get it. It's the generally dumb public that I'm talking about. And what do they drive? New equipment. New cars. New trucks. And do they know how to change their oil? Of course not. They don't know about traction. They crash into people, places, and things. The GDP. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.